Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Almighty God. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect. Genesis 17:1. This is the first of 48 occurrences of the designation of God by the term Almighty in the Old Testament. There are also 9 times in the New Testament where God is called Almighty, plus once where he is called Omnipotent. The last time it occurs is very near the end of the Bible, telling us that there is no special temple in the holy city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Thus, in the first and last books of the Bible, and often in between, we are reminded that our God is an omnipotent God. As Jeremiah prayed, Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Sarah laughed when God said that she would bear a son in her old age, but God responded, Is anything too hard for the Lord? Many years later, the angel told the Virgin Mary that she would have a son, and she said, How shall this be? The angel replied, With God, nothing shall be impossible. Some things God cannot do, of course, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he cannot lie. So whatever he does is right, and whatever he says is true. We may not always understand just why he does or says something, but in eternity we shall learn that he was indeed able to do what he says. He is omnipotent. God did create the cosmos in all its macroscopic complexity and all the living kinds with their microscopic complexity. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.